With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It may make some of the foods we buy less colorful, but in the end, proponents say those foods will be much healthier. The FDA ordering an end to the use of synthetic dyes in food products.
For the last 50 years, we have been running one of the largest uncontrolled scientific experiments in the world on our nation's children without their consent. And today, we are removing these petroleum-based chemicals from their food supply.
FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry. It has forced several thousand people to flee their homes. A big wildfire raging in Ocean County, New Jersey. It's not far from the Jersey shore. The blaze briefly closed a stretch of the busy Garden State Parkway, which has since reopened. Almost 9,000 acres have been charred. More than 1,300 structures threatened in Ocean and Lacey Townships, New Jersey. Also at SRNNews.com, parental rights and religious convictions. They're at the heart of a case out of Maryland. It's now under consideration by the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's all about the right to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBTQ themes and characters. Tuesday's case is the latest dispute involving religion to come before the High Court. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he will not try to fire Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, but he wishes the Fed would lower interest rates. President's remarks may be one of the reasons for a big rally this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up just over 1,100 points. This is SRN News. A report on faith and family life.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that 41% of Americans say religious practices are an important part of their family's home life. Amongst white evangelical Protestants, it's 76%, and strong majorities of black and Hispanic Protestants agree. People who attend church on a regular basis are much more likely to say that religious practices are an important part of their home life, Republicans more likely than Democrats. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only abortion clinic is resuming abortions after a judge suspended two pro-life state laws. District Judge Thomas Campbell issued the ruling on Monday. One measure requires abortion clinics to be licensed as outpatient surgical centers. The other requires women planning a medication abortion to have an ultrasound. Wellspring Health Access Clinic in Casper has not provided abortions since February 28th because of the licensing law. This is SRN News. The EPA fires, then reassigns 455 environmental justice staffers.
The Environmental Protection Agency will fire 280 staffers who worked on tackling pollution in overburdened and underserved communities and will reassign another 175. These staffers worked in an area known as environmental justice, which helps communities that face a disproportionate amount of pollution, especially minority or low-income communities. The EPA has framed its efforts to cut these programs, including its previous closure of environmental justice offices, as part of a push to end diversity programs in the government. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A federal review of helicopter safety around some of the country's busiest airports has revealed dangerous flying conditions at the Las Vegas airport. The review was prompted by the mid-air collision in January between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter that happened just outside Washington, D.C. More details at SRNNews.com.